Greetings and salutations, everyone. Guess what? It's another edition of Spinistry Chat. Yeah, I know it's been a while. And we do have high expectations to make this a regular feature again going forward. We'll save that for another episode, the ins and the outs and the whys and the wherefores and what we're expecting with Spinistry Chat going into 2024. But what I'm wanting to do today is for our turkey burners, give a quick high-level overview. I know there's some questions out there. There's some distress. There's some discomfort. It's all going to be okay. Not covering all the details at the moment, but just want to give a better overview of the structure. About to head out to San Saba, take care of the Hill Country Hundi, and when we get back, double-check the weather going into the weekend after Thanksgiving. We'll nail down all the details, because yes, we are using the North Shore Trail and Knob Hills for Plan A. Obviously, that's extremely weather-dependent and trail status-dependent. We will have a Plan B and C and potentially D if needed, because weather is always a factor. Trail conditions are always a factor. But without further ado, let's talk about what we know currently about turkey burn. And again, this won't be all-inclusive, but a quick overview. We received an email from a participant that had a bunch of questions, so we're going to go ahead and just work through that email, and hopefully this puts anybody who's uncomfortable at ease. First off, this is the participant's words. You say the ride is self-supported. Are you saying that no one will be out there? This is considered a self-supported ride. This is a club spinster ride. This is not a formal event. I want to make that crystal clear. This is for fun and bragging rights and all that good stuff. We're putting out a suggested route. People are welcome to do what they want to with it along those lines, but it is considered self-supported. We'll have the Spinistry Mobile out there. We may, for training purposes, be collecting some times for people that do the full distance. We haven't worked out all those details yet, but there are stores and even a Sonic along the route. So there's opportunity for resupply, and there's a greater than zero chance that the Spinistry Mobile may have a cooler with cold beverages and snacks in the bed of the truck as well. The recommended watering holes, again, when we get closer to event date and we're confident of what the final route will be, we'll notate where those are. We do always recommend to carry enough with you on the bike to go as far as you possibly can, and you will have opportunity to resupply at your own vehicle for multiple laps at North Shore and so forth. So we'll talk about that some more next week. Again, once the routes are finalized and we have a better idea of the weather. Let's see. Does it matter the order that we do the trails as long as we cover the entire route? Again, this is a fun ride. This is for your own enjoyment. If you wanted to do it in a different sequence than we're suggesting, you're welcome to do that. My only caveat on that is if we do set up some sort of timing for training purposes, if you have different splits than other people, it might get a bit confusing, or you may miss our timing stops. For example, for those that are doing the 100 milers, here's the recommended sequence. You do a full lap of North Shore, east and west. You can start out either direction, though. That's the beauty of it. We're starting from the main guard shack area. So if you prefer to go east first at North Shore, you can do that. If you prefer to go west first at North Shore, you can do that. Regardless, you're going to do a full lap and then take our 18-mile road section to Knob Hills. Then you'll do a full lap of Knob Hills. Actually, you would do two laps if you're doing the 100 miler. Then you would take that same 18-mile road section back to North Shore and do your final lap at North Shore. That's our recommended sequencing, and that's how the Spinistry Mobile will be floating around timing-wise, is to accommodate riders that are doing that specific sequence. If you prefer to do your two laps of North Shore first and then go to Knob Hills and do two laps and then come back, you're welcome to do that, but you can see where that might throw the timing off from where we're able to establish splits and so forth. But if that's not important to you, fantastic. Now, for those that are doing the 50 miler, I do want to make it perfectly clear. 50 miles is one lap at North Shore, 18 miles of road, and then one lap of Knob Hills. The 50 miler ends at Knob Hills to get the 50 miles. If you need to get back to North Shore on your own, you can take that 18-mile road section back or create your own road section back that's a little bit shorter but probably higher traffic and higher speed traffic. Our recommendation is if you're planning to do the 50-miler, make arrangements to have somebody pick you up at Knob Hills or drop your vehicle at Knob Hills and make arrangements for somebody to shuttle you to North Shore for the start or something along those lines. Just put together a plan of some sort, because we've all got friends we could work with. Even I have enough friends that if I wanted to do something like that, somebody would lend me a hand. Is there some sort of check-in for the start and finish? Yes, we will definitely have some sort of check-in. We want to know who's out there. And again, we will be at the current plan, plan A, assuming the trails are open and everything like that. The current plan is we'll be starting from the Guard Shack area at Morrell Park. More details as we get closer to event day there. And then finally, do we get some sort of trinket or badge of honor for bragging rights? It's a club ride. It's free. Quite frankly, pulling this off, particularly the 100-miler, that's a heck of a badge of honor. That's bragging rights in and of itself. No, we're not going to have trophies for this. We're not going to have t-shirts or anything like that. Maybe next time around, if this turns into a thing, maybe we'll look at doing stuff like this. But the whole point of this is to go out and enjoy riding your bike and accomplish something. So hopefully that answers all those basic questions there. More details coming next week, but we wanted to do a quick Spinistry chat to bring everyone up to speed. And hey, to start doing Spinistry chat again, because we miss y'all. We'll be back soon.